Welcome back to the Dissect the Musical Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Nick, and today's episode, I'm talking about theater and young people in theater and my journey in theater and why I chose the major I am in college, which is theater education, and who influenced me to want to make that decision. And yeah, so let's get into it. First, let's talk about a little high school theater competition called the Jimmy Awards. If you don't know what the Jimmy Awards is, it's basically a high school award show. It's like the Tonys for teenagers. It's where a group of high school students that were nominated by judges in the Broadway League to come to the Jimmys and perform and to get nominated for the Best Actress and Best Actor Award. So there's 90 kids who were nominated, and these 90 kids go to the Jimmys, and they perform a group performance, and then they break off into performers, they break off into different selections. So each group has a theme. The themes I can remember were two of them, which was Remembering Shakespeare and what was the other one? Something about touring companies, I think. Yeah, touring companies. So after they do their theme performances, that's the end of Act 1. In Act 2, they pick the semifinalist and they pick the final finalist. So the final finalist go into their solo performances. And then after the solo performances, they pick the best actor and best actress. And what I like about the Jimmys is that you can go onto Broadway at the younger age into like your career. So a lot of Broadway stars have either won the Jimmys or have been nominated for the Jimmys. But the ones that I saw yesterday that I looked up was Renee Rapp and Andrew Feldman, and Ryan McCartney was nominated, and Renee Rapp won Best Actress and Andrew Feldman won Best Actor. They won on the same year, which I think is pretty amazing. Renee Rapp, after she won, she was still in high school. So right after high school, she became Regina George in Broadway the Musical, making her the youngest Regina George on Broadway, which is funny because this is about high school, like high schoolers, and right after high school, she was Regina George back in high school. That's funny. And Andrew Feldman became the youngest Evan Hansen in Dear Evan Hansen, which again, Evan Hansen, like a younger character, which is like very funny to me. So yeah, I really like appreciate the Jimmys, and it's funny because I never heard about the Jimmys until like 2 years ago. So I'm very glad that I got to watch it yesterday, and I got to see so many talented kids. Like, it just blows my mind how many young people are talented at this young age, and it blows my mind. And the people who won yesterday were well deserved. I think it was some kids who were like picked for the semifinalists that like needed to be there, so I'm glad they was there. Let's talk about my theater journey and what led me to wanting to do theater. As some people in like the theater community, I did not have a childhood that I grew up on theater. My theater bug, I caught it when I was like in sixth grade, and I remember because my first introduction to like the Broadway community was Hamilton, which is cliche, but it was because I remember we was doing My Shot in show choir, and it was from a little show called Hamilton, and I don't think it was well known with everybody until the Disney movie, the Disney Plus movie came out. And that's when everybody knew about Hamilton. But I didn't know about Hamilton until we did My Shot. So it's like, I enjoyed it. And it was funny because everybody knew about Hamilton. Like, everybody in the group knew about Hamilton. I didn't know about Hamilton. So I got introduced to Hamilton there. So after that, I looked up what Hamilton was. I listened to the original Broadway soundtrack. And my gosh, when I tell you, from then, I wanted to learn every song, every word to every song in this musical. I wanted to learn it. So then I listened to Hamilton. I knew every song. Then I got introduced to a little show called Wicked with Idina Menzel. And this was before Frozen. So I did not know who Idina Menzel was. And I also did not know about Enchanted. So I didn't know her from that. I didn't even know her. Like, I didn't know who Idina Menzel was until Frozen came out. Because I knew about Wicked before Frozen. So I was like, oh, who's Idina Menzel? I don't know her. I don't know who she is. So when Frozen came out and Idina Menzel played Elsa, I was like, oh, I know Idina Menzel. I heard her from Wicked. So then, you know, my Wicked, I loved Wicked. And then so after that, I listened to every musical you could think about. And I fell in love with it. But then I remember I also did plays when I was in school. My first play I ever did was Young Sherlock. I did not play lead. I actually played the dark figure. Because, gosh, if you don't know what Young Sherlock is, it's about Sherlock Holmes. He's at a boarding school. And then each child at the boarding school gets abducted by a dark figure. That was never revealed to be me. And da 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 da. So that was my first play I ever did. Now, my second play, I don't talk about because the worst ever, and I did not enjoy it. So I don't talk about that. And then going out to high school, I did show choir, and I did some musicals. My first musical I did in high school was Mary Poppins the Musical, and I enjoyed that with a passion. I really loved it. And then I did show choir all 4 years. And my second show I did was White Christmas. White Christmas is, well, the musical based off the movie White Christmas that came out in the 80s or the 90s. I can't remember. And I played Old Man. And I had lines. And I had a solo. And I loved it. And then I did a little show by Lin-Manuel Miranda called In the Heights. The best show I ever did in my high school theater career ever. And I loved it. And I wish I can go back and do that musical again because I loved it. And then in between, I performed at the Something Awards. And I was in a performance. Yeah, I don't talk about that either because I forgot my lyrics. We don't talk about that. But yeah, that was my journey to theater and why I wanted to do theater. Next, I want to talk about young people in theater. And I know I talked about the Jimmys, but I want to talk about young people and why I wanted to become a theater education major and who influenced me. So, again, from a person who has done theater in high school, I have met people just from my program who has the talent, who has this talent to can do this, either theater or anything professionally in music, or even in theater, not musical theater, but theater, because they have acting skills. The acting skills that some of these people have that when I was in high school, the acting skills were perfect. Like, gosh, it amazes me how talented young people are. And even not in high school, I have seen people, like kids on TikTok who has done these junior of musicals. The talent, it is amazing. And even one of them that I went to school with are going into theater professionally at a school, the best theater school ever. And I didn't tell her this, But if you're listening and you know who you are the one of the most talented performers that I ever heard of. One of the best. And I've seen hundreds of performers, and I've seen thousands of performers on TikTok, on YouTube that are the best. And even in my program that I went to, I told these people after I graduated, I like measured them personally. I said, you have talent, and it amazes me, the talent that you have. And you have the talent that you can win Grammys, you can win Tonys. Gosh, and saying these people who I was in show choir with doing their solos got me in tears. Even I went to like the show choir performance after I graduated, and like some of the people that I was in it were still there. They got better throughout the time that I have graduated through now, have suddenly gotten better. And it amazes me. It amazes me how talented people are and how they can do this professionally. I cannot do musical theater professionally because I don't have that talent. Now, other people say I have that talent, but I don't see it. So I can't do that professionally. Now, I can write because, you know, I can try to write like plays and stuff, and I have written a play, and it sucked. But that's why I'm going to like school to like do this. I'm going to school to do theater education with a minor in playwriting. That's what I'm going to do. But that was not my first thing. That wasn't my first choice I wanted to do. Growing up again, theater was never a thing. So, but acting. I remember watching Disney Channel. Disney Channel was something I grew up with. It's something I wanted to do forever. It's something that I still love to this day with Disney Channel. Don't judge. I love me some Disney Channel. And what I wanted to do was act on Disney Channel. Ever since I grew up watching Disney Channel, I would say, I want to act on Disney Channel. I want to like go to the auditions. I never came to auditions because money was never a thing to go to these auditions. And I wanted to do that for a long time, was become an actor on TV and act in these movies. But it wasn't until I've got into theater and I found and I had my first theater teacher. I've really wanted to like teach theater. And it wasn't until my high school career that I wanted to like do this, like teach theater. I wanted to do that. Like in my heart, I knew I wanted to teach theater. And because of it, it was because of that teacher that I had. And I had many teachers that, you know, said, hey, you can become a teacher. Like you have this thing that you can become a teacher. But it wasn't until I had a theater teacher that I knew I wanted to become a person who teaches theater. And it was because of that teacher who pushed me and said, hey, you have a talent that you can perform on stage. You have a voice that can be heard by like an audience. But that I don't want to perform. As somebody who have dreamt of performing, I don't want to perform. I want to teach the next theater performers. And it becomes that teacher who has pushed me and said, you have a voice, you have everything. So thank you to that teacher who have put this thing in my heart that I know I can go into. And she doesn't know I have this podcast. And, you know, if you know, then you know. I want to thank her, and I am probably going to thank her. I'm going to thank her. I mean, like, hey, you put this thing in my heart that I know that I want to do in the future. And I want to thank you for this. And also, like, to any theater performers that are listening, young, older, or just, like, thinking about doing a theater, try it. do it, because you never know that you might can be the next actor or the next performer or even the next teacher, because we do need more theater educators. That's another rant for another day. We also need more educators, which again, another rant for another day. We need more of those. So yeah, that was my little journey and why I wanted to do theater. So I know I talked for a very, very long time, and some of it was a ramble, and some of it was, you know, speaking. But if you stayed to the end, thank you. And if you enjoyed this episode, please come back for the next episode and leave a review at Apple Podcast. And if you want to follow this podcast on every social media, that will also be in the episode description. You can follow me on Facebook, like on a Facebook group, and on Instagram, and on Twitter. I will see you next episode. Bye.